Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Fired up today, man. We're talking some of the most important things you could do for your car, your ride, your toter home, your fun machines. You know, summer is upon us, man. And this is one of those podcasts where you're going to be stunned because we had the Einstein of additives, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Gabrielczyk from Hot Shots Secret. Like, this guy knows everything on how to keep your engine running forever. And I mean, honest to God, forever. And he's got proven data. Hardcore racing to back up everything, man. I'm excited about today.
Yeah, it's all about the science, man. But we're going to put it in practical terms, right? How do we solve certain problems? How do we take care of the gear that we have that we love? And I will tell you, I'm going to raise my hand. You might not be able to see it, but I'm guilty of not always taking the best care of, you know, especially some of my toys. You know, I get done playing hard, you know, riding them hard, and I kind of throw them away in the winter. And, you know, not always the best thing to do. And, you know, we're out there in the heat. We're out there in the summer. We're building temperatures. So Chris Gabrielczyk, man, he does know his science, man. That's why we call him, like you said, the Einstein of additives, because he knows how to bake a cake.
The Einstein of additives, baby. He's brilliant with it all, man. And it's crazy, man. I got the motocross track in the old backyard fired up after, you know, I haven't rode at my house since before my house fire, like 2 years ago. I rode some at the rental property I had last year, but I had this motorcycle of mine. I dusted off this past weekend, and, you know, I should have checked the oil. I should check the fluids. I should probably change them. But I was so excited to get the track back up and running. Man, I spent 2.5-3 hours, then took a break, spent another 3 hours just throttling, and I mean throttling hard, man, all day. And I was putting the bike up, and I was like, you know, I really probably should look at changing the oil of that thing. We're all guilty of it, man. It's one of those things that's hard to look at. And, you know, also the vehicles that take all of our toys to and from. Let's be honest, oil changes nowadays. I had a buddy the other day. This is wild, man. Listen to this, and we'll bring Chris in. Hey, Chris, you're going to love this story, man. A buddy of mine goes, and he's got a normal car, like, you know, one of those simple crossover deals. Dude, he's normal car, nothing special on the oil or the capacity of it, right? $200 for an oil change. That's not even with an air filter.
What about cabin air? Because they charge you like $800 for those things, you know?
Dude, it's insane to think where we're at right now. And obviously, you know, depending on how you feel about certain things, I feel like this sort of war on oil and, you know, this raising of the prices is to, you know, help sort of get everybody over on the electric side of the fence, and you know, shift over to electric vehicles. But man, they are just gutting the general population on normal maintenance stuff. Remember, you used to change your oil every 3,000 miles. Well, for some people, that's once a month, once every month and a half, once every 2 months, you know, depending on how much you drive. But to think you're now dropping $200 for an oil change, that doesn't, Chris, does that make any sense to you as a guy that has watched the oil, the additive world significantly change over the last number of years? Can you believe they're trying to get that much money for an oil change now?
No, that's crazy. And, you know, the whole 3,000 mile oil change, I think, was made up by the oil companies. I know there's been articles before that I read that said, you know, that's probably good till 5,000 or 6,000. But, you know, that would just put a dent in the whole market because they would add twice as much oil as they need. But it is strange. And, you know, one of the things that we've done at Hot Shot Secret that's a little bit different is we really follow the passion for additives. Where I think most of the other additives on the shelf, they're just pretty much there to sell product. And, you know, we didn't want to do that because this is what we love doing. So we've been able to find additives that could help, you know, extend the life of the oil, makes the engine last longer, makes the transmission last longer. That's what we're all about. That's what we love doing. So that's what we do.
Well, not just help, but you found a way where people, if they wanted to, they will never have to change their oil again, correct?
Yeah, we do. We have a fill for life. I mean, it's good for 200,000 miles. I would say that's probably the lifetime for most people driving a car around a city. You know, it's, but we can, you know, even at 100,000 miles, we could show you an oil analysis that looks better than the oil analysis did at 5,000 miles because, you know, we're using such a good oil, such a good filter. It takes a little bit of work. I mean, you have to be passionate about it. You know, you have to pay attention. So, you know, but it does work. I mean, it does work. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people doing it. We've got thousands of truck drivers doing it. You know, semi-truck drivers, you know, $200 for an oil change would be a bargain for them. You know, they're probably right. $600. Yeah. So they're looking for ways to save money. You know, one of the other
big things money
people can do, and I know this is, you know, this is a zero risk thing, is do an oil analysis. You know, the oil analysis are like 15, 20 bucks. And if you can get a little bit of oil and check it, it will tell you if the oil needs changed or not. Plus, it will tell you everything that's inside that engine that's going on. It'll tell you if there's antifreeze, if there's fuel dilution, if there's excessive wear. And, you know, you don't have to do an oil analysis every oil change, but you could get a basically a rhythm to it. So the way you drive might be different than the way Kevin drives. So you might check your oil.
It is. Most definitely.
Yeah, he's slower than me.
You know, your oil might, you know, get up to 9,000 miles and then it just needs change, or 6,000. You do that once or twice, you pretty much know that that's it. You know, every 6,000 miles, you got to change your oil. You know, Kevin's might be 9,000. You don't know, but it's an easy way to save money. I mean, one or two oil analysis will give you a really quick and easy thumb on the heartbeat of your car.
Well, you say that blood, you know, the oil is the blood of the engine, and like getting blood work done, an oil analysis will provide you with so much data, what's going on internally. So hold that thought for a minute. Let's talk about that longevity game, allowing people to stretch those oil intervals out significantly. Let's talk about, you know, maybe in the second half of the day, how you fight some of the other killers for summer, and that would be heat management and thermal management. We're going to get into it today. Quick break. We're back in on it with the Two Guys Garage podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Two Guys Garage podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. And we have our boy Chris Gabrielczyk on Hot Shots Secret. You guys check this out. Jump online. It's unbelievable. And it truly is. It's amazing how some people become pioneers at such a cool little niche thing that, on the flip side of the coin, provides so many people, not only with easier maintenance and, you know, longevity in an engine under brutal conditions, but man, you really make dreams come true for people in the race seat of their race trucks, behind the wheel of their 18-wheelers, or just towing, you know, all the fun toys to and from all the parks, lakes, and reservoirs. This is the guy you need. So pay attention. We're going to dive in. Now, Chris, we're talking about oil changes and how to play that game, the longevity style. Kevin, what's the longest you've ever gone on a car without an oil change? Like, I get really nervous, man. If I hit that 5,000 mark, I'm like, I got to get the oil change. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to blow.
Well, if it's something I really care about, I'm the exact same way. You know, I'm you know, always on the cautious side. I want to change the oil and make sure it lasts forever. And then there's the, you know, maybe you got a lease vehicle and you're like, well, you know, I'm kind of busy this week, and maybe you could put it off a little bit and no one will ever know. You know, so there's definitely a spectrum on my end, but you know, I am definitely a believer in if you have enough information, whether it's from your manufacturer or, like you said, if you get some oil tests, which I've never done, I'd like to do it. I want to poke on Chris a little bit about, you know, what you can learn and maybe what's the process, because then you can be more confident, right, in what's going on there. Like you said before the break, right, it's the lifeblood. And if you do a simple oil analysis, you can see what kind of wear and other things that are in there and the composition of the oil and how well it's holding up. Chris can kind of break down what all those mean. So I think that gives us some confidence. But now vehicles are getting in that 6, 8, 10,000, maybe even a little bit higher. And some of those oil change requirements, I believe, actually dated back to oil consumption of the engine. Because what they didn't want to have is, you know, a vehicle that's burning a quart every, you know, 2,000-3,000 miles, which was pretty standard. And no one checked their oil for 5,000 and we're a quarter too low. And all of a sudden we're, you know, sucking air and blowing up engines. So there's a little bit back and forth between what does the engine really need as far as, you know, time and quality of the engine oil. And then what does it need from, oh, well, shoot, if you just went in and added another quart, you could go another couple thousand miles. You know, so that's where if you put in a little bit of work, especially when things are so expensive right now, that maybe you could save quite a few bucks and be smarter and take better care of your machinery.
Talk to us, Chris. Talk to us, baby.
Well, the other thing is you don't have to, again, you just have to do one or two oil analysis, and it pretty much sets the record for you for the rest of your life. So if you think about how many times you need your oil change over now in the next 10 years, you know, this is a pretty easy way to do it. You can go to our website. There's other places that sell them, but just hotshotsecret.com has oil analysis on there. They send you a bottle that's got an address on it, which goes to the lab to test it. And then inside there's another bottle, and that's the one you put your oil in. And you just, you know, crack open the bolt in there to loosen it up a little bit, fill it up with oil. It's probably like 4 ounces, and put it in there. And well, you got to fill out a form too. They'll ask you what kind of oil it is, how many miles are on it, what kind of car it is. That way they could kind of calibrate it. The computer will look for anything that's, say, is with like a Ford F-150 versus a diesel engine. And then they'll flag anything that's out of place. And then the results will come back. They're really simple to read. It's not complicated at all. I mean, they'll red flag anything you should be concerned about, but that's going to look for wear metals, you know, anything that's wear, and then it will tell you what to look for. So if it's iron, obviously that's just the inside. If it's 20 parts per million, that's normal. If it's 120, it's going to flag it and say something's causing extreme wear here. It's going to have copper, chrome, you know, if the chrome is in there, then it looks like a bearing or something is starting to go. If it's copper, it could be from the cooling system. Sometimes the lead and the copper will leach in from your cooling system. Just something else to look out for. And then they'll have additive metals, you know, like things like zinc and phosphorus and things like that. Are they at the right level? Are they going up? Are they going down? And then in the middle, they'll have mixed ones, things that are in both the antifreeze and in the oil, things like boron, and they'll just give you an idea. If something looks out of line there, then you know what to look for, you know. But they'll tell you, it also tell you if it's oxidized and if there's soot in it.
So, you know, we could do this on different applications. So maybe you've got your road car, and maybe you could look at the deterioration at, you know, if the manufacturer says 8 or 10,000 mile oil change, and you want to say, oh, what am I at 5 or 6,000? And you could look at your oil and go, well, heck, man, this is in great shape. Maybe I'll go all the way to 10. You could check it at 10, or, you know, if you add oil, if you're burning it, check it at 10 or beyond. And you can kind of maybe stretch that out and say, wow, this oil is actually good for 12 or 15,000 miles if I just add a quart. But I'm thinking you could also do this on maybe a race application, and you can look for metal wear and say, hey, man, after so many runs, right, I'm seeing maybe an increase in the number of iron particles or other things like that. Tell us maybe, you know, from your experience, what are good methods to use this process?
So in the racing industry, you know, we test every race. At the end of every race, they'll test the oil. And then we're constantly moving our formulas around to try to get the optimum longest wear. So one of our success stories was there was a driver who was changing his oil after every race and doing an oil analysis when he did it, because they want to see what's breaking down in the engine, right?
See, that's kind of like me, man. I got high-end oil, but I change it every one or two races because I just feel like it's under such brutal condition. I need to do that under, you know, a bunch of boost, a lot of heat. You know, I run alcohol in my race car. So I'm thinking, man, I got to change that oil every one or two times I hit the track. If there's a way.
Well, alcohol's tricky because, you know, the alcohol gets in there and draws moisture, so it gets kind of milky looking. But our drivers have been able to go the full season without changing oil. And they said, you know, at the end of the season, they pull it and they test it. They check it versus what it was before. And they said it's still in better shape than it was at the end of one race. So it can be done. And, I mean, that's tribology. And you guys know about tribology. Kevin's a tribologist. You know, you're studying the sliding surfaces, and that's what we do. We want to find the optimum way to do it. So one of the things that we do is we use a PAO base oil, which is a true synthetic oil that's man-made. It's almost impossible to shear it. It's almost impossible to break it down. When I say near impossible, I mean it takes like 2 million miles before you'd ever break it down. It's just that stable. One of the things, if you just want to think about it in simplest terms, you know, you've got carbon and hydrogen. The stronger those carbon and hydrogen bonds are, the longer that oil is going to last. Well, those synthetics are just crazy good at that. The PAO, they're just impossible to get them to oxidize. And so we build an engine oil out of that, and it just can last forever. So what Kevin referred to earlier, we do have a fill for life program where we have a bypass filter. And the short story is, you know, you get a filter that can go down to 1 micron and you put it on the engine versus your OEM filter, which is about 15 micron. So that 15 micron filter is like a screen door. It's letting a lot of stuff through because you can't starve the engine for oil. But we take one quart per minute and we run it through a 1 micron filter, which clears out all the abrasion and wear. So that oil is cleaner than brand new. Every mile you go down the road, the oil's cleaner than brand new. So the engine almost, it doesn't wear at all. Like you go and look at it and there's just zero wear on it. So then we mix that with a really good PAO synthetic engine oil, our Blue Diamond oil, and we can go, you know, 200,000 miles on an oil change. That was on a semi truck. So I imagine, you know, semi trucks are a lot harder on oil than just a passenger car. So I imagine a passenger car could go forever. I don't even know how long it'll go.
So what about, you know, for people out there that do a lot of towing, we're talking summer vehicles. For me, man, you know, I'm so interested in it just my race car because I think so many times I've changed oil and, you know, on the cheap end, you know, the oil I'm using is crazy expensive. So for us race guys, whether it's nitrous or regular gasoline, you know, my street car, I was thinking about bringing it over here. It, you know, out here in Colorado at this altitude, the thing clicks off low nines. Done plenty of 9-second street car shootouts. But even on that car, I don't drive it more than probably 800-1,000 miles before I change the oil because I make a lot of hits on it. I drive it hard. And you know, it's an old hot rod. So I drive it with my foot through it. And I just feel like if I'm not doing an oil change 800 to 1,000 miles, I'm killing the internals. So,
well, maybe we stop for a second and we talk about what are the different things about oil that means it's time to change it? Because there's breakdown, right? There's dirt, right? From wear and debris, which you talked about filtration, right? And there's other additives that break down. There's chemistry that happens because of the combustion gases that blow past the ring. So maybe walk us through real quick, what are the number of things that, you know, cause an oil to need changing? And we talked about a little bit, you know, one of it's just adding oil if your engine is burning it, which is normal. Some of it leaks past the rings and gets burnt. So, you know, we kind of get dictated to change oil before it gets too low, but we could actually add oil. So let's list out all the different reasons of why oil needs to get changed in the first place. And then you've got options for how do you extend the life of it without having to change it.
Yeah, and when we get done, make sure you remind me to send you guys some oil analysis kits because you could check them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, give you some guidance on that. But the things that we're looking for on oil analysis that are going to break down the oil is going to be obviously dirt. You don't want dirt running around in there scratching things up. That's always bad. It's kind of like the cholesterol in your blood. But then the additive metals, those additives are what keeps the wear from happening, like the zinc and the phosphorus, but they also keep the acid down. gas engines aren't as bad as diesel engines, but what happens is when we mix the carbon dioxide and the oxygen and everything, we create mild acids inside the oil, and there's acid neutralizers in the oil to neutralize it, basically, and keep it from eating anything up inside the engine. Those will deplete over time, you know, just like I always use the example, like when you're washing your dishes and you put Dawn dish soap and then you got all the bubbles, and then after a while all the bubbles are gone, you know, you squirt some more Dawn in there or you change it. So, you know, that's changing your oil. And then the other thing we want to look for is when it overheats, depending on what kind of base oil it is, it's going to oxidize. And they'll look in the test, they'll look for oxidation and soot. So soot will start to build up if you've got a lot of blow by, a lot of oil going in there. And then there'll be an oxidation number on there that will tell you, hey, this oil has been oxidized. You should have changed it miles ago. And the other thing about the oil analysis, it'll tell you whether or not to change the oil. I mean, they'll give recommendation, leave oil in there for 3,000 miles and then test it again or change it as soon as possible.
There you go. Nice. Okay. Yeah. That's for you, Willie, man. Do your race or two, send that in, and then be like, dude, do six more races. See what you got.
That'd be amazing, dude, if you don't have to drop, you know, $400 on a stupid oil change for the race car. So, yeah, man, that's that'd be a big-time piece of info to have kind of as a – well, just any racer I could see wanting the ability to know when they're going to save that much money and just keep rolling because – for the most part, guys, I know so many guys out there do the same thing. Well, I put a few hot licks on it, man, a couple races, so I got to go change the oil. And they're dropping big money for it because the price of that stuff has skyrocketed.
Right. In a place, what we make are called high-performance lubricants. They're not everyday lubricants. So where high-performance lubricants come into place and additives are racing, towing, pulling, heavy duty, because if you think about it, those are the most severe applications that you're going to run into. You know, if you're pulling a RV or you're pulling a camper up a mountain in Colorado, or even an RV, you know, 35,000 pounds trying to go up a mountain, that's a lot of weight on an engine. So those are the places where we really come in key. You know, we use a lot of extra boost. You know, we were talking about RV vehicles and boats and lawnmowers and all the things that don't usually get the attention that they deserve because we don't use them enough. I mean, you drive your car every day, so you're made aware of it. Hey, I got to change my oil. There's a sticker right on the windshield. Tells you when to change it, right? Well, your lawnmower doesn't have that. Your riding mower doesn't have that. Your RV doesn't probably have that. The generator doesn't have that. So these are the things that, you know, you really
got to change oil and all those other things. I thought they just stayed
you
in
talk
there.
Like for life.
You don't have to change oil in those, man. So, just prime it, pull it, you're good, rip it.
So I tell you, that's where change for life really comes in, you know, especially like an RV generator. I don't know that you'd ever wear out like the Blue Diamond oil, and, you know, it's kind of a pain to get to and to change it. So those kinds of things, it really pays off to use the best of the best oil, which is what we've got. Or if it's a really, you know, important car, like one of yours.
Yeah, man. Well, here's the deal. We got to take a break now. Come back, tell us what it costs to get this kit that can filter out all this stuff. How difficult is it to put in? I'm sure you've seen an increase with the price increase of oil. And also there's another killer out there we haven't spoke of, and that's all that heat management, thermal management. When you're pulling an RV up a mountain, especially, you know, here in Colorado, you wouldn't believe the number of vehicles, whether it's passenger cars, light duty trucks, 18 wheelers, there is always a number of them going up the old Rocky Mountains right out of the gate out of Denver, man. You go through Golden, Colorado, and the mountains are eating you up. And it's a big climb to get up to, you know, that 11,000, 12,000 feet range. And, dude, every time we go up to the mountains in the summer, you'll see cars overheating and just dying on the side of the road. So let's chat about that and how to protect ourselves against that when we come back. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We'll see you on the other side of the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. My man, Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We got Chris Gabrielczyk on Hot Shot Secret. You guys are not going to believe what we're talking. How would you like to never change the oil in your ride again? That would be amazing, right? Probably save you a bunch of money. Well, Chris has all the things you need to do just that. So maybe pick up on that real fast, Chris. Tell us a little bit about this filtration and how people get it. And also, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the heat game, because he's the killer in the engine. I'm sure you have some things that will help out for a summertime, whether it's like my man Kevin, you got a little toter vehicle and a motorhome you're pulling up to the mountains and to the lakes, or somebody just out there doing, you know, weekend warrior racing. Let's sort of click off first. Tell us about this filtration system, how you get it, and how difficult it is to install.
The 1 micron, it's called the Franz bypass filter or the Hot Shot Secret bypass filter. It's on our website. It's not a retail product because it's kind of customized. They send you a package of all kinds of different hardware because every car is different. It looks like it's really difficult to put in, but it's not. I've been able to do it in under 20 minutes before. Basically, you just have to find any place where there's a feed of pressurized oil. In the case of a sometimes it could be as simple as the sensor, the oil pressure sensor, putting a T in there and bringing the pressurized oil over. If not, we make a plate that goes on like a on your oil filter between the oil filter and what the plate is that's already on there. And it's got pressurized oil coming off of it. So there's a fitting in there. You just poke on a bar fitting, put on a clamp, run it up to the filter. The hardest part is finding a place to put it under the hood, because they press so much stuff in there now, it's really hard to find a place to put it.
Everything's compact.
Yeah. But you know, once you get that done, you just mount it and just run your lines. The return line can go, you know, any place, but we have a cap, like a, you know, your oil fill cap that we've had those made with a spout coming out, or like a threaded thing in there that we can put a fitting in and then hook the line up. So it pulls it from the oil filter and runs it back into where the cap is. And it takes, again, it goes about a quart per minute. And just to give you an idea, because I know this is really hard to fathom, we bought a used truck when we were testing this off of eBay, and it was a Ford 6.0, and it had 20,000 parts per million dirt, which is really, really dirty oil. Utility truck, so it was pretty worn out. Oil was black as could be. So we didn't change oil. We put a bypass filter on it and drove it 250 miles. We used it for deliveries and came back, and it was 1,600 parts per million. The brand new oil was 1,800. So after 250 miles, that dirty oil was cleaner than brand new oil in a quart on the shelf. It's a really good system, and it works great. Again, it's just you have to be somewhat of a mechanic to put it on, or take it to a mechanic and have them put it on.
That shows you, you know, what you can do with filtration, right? You can keep your oil clean. Cause as we talked about, you know, there's three or four different things why you got to change your oil, and dirt is one of them. Now you could use, you know, for maybe less miles to gain, you know, replace just the filter, your standard filter, right? So this is a bypass. So it's the 1 micron, and it's happening in parallel. So you still have all the oil pressure you need. Just some of the oil is bypassing and getting cleaned and filtered at the highest degree, right? So you could change your standard filter. Now you won't get, you know, a million miles out of it, but you could certainly extend, let's say, the cleanliness of your oil for, you know, another however many thousands of miles. So that's another alternative too. But then your oil is degrading. As you said, the additives are kind of breaking down, like the Dawn soap, you know, when you're washing dishes. So what do you do there? So if you got the filtration one way or the other, right, the almost forever, or just, you know, doubling up what you had there to begin with, what do you do about the additives that deplete?
So we make a package called TBN Booster, which is total base number. That's the test that they use on the oil analysis to tell how much additive is in there. So we, you know, I'm a brilliant marketing guy, called a TBM booster. Marketing hates me because I come up with the dumbest names. Well, now that they got real people that know marketing, they're changing the names. But TBM booster has a rate right on the side of the label. And generally it will take about 1 ounce to do like a car. It takes about 3 ounces. So it'll say, if you want to raise the TBN of a 5-quart system, 3 numbers, add 2 ounces. It's all figured out for you. Now, these are the actual additives that we blend our oil with. And the reason I came out with it was back when I started working with bypass filters, and a lot of people that were using delivery trucks, diesel trucks, their oil was great. I mean, it was coming back beautiful. The viscosity was in check. Everything was fine, but the additives kept depleting. So I called everybody in the industry and said, does anybody make a TBN package that I can sell? And everybody says, no, we don't do that. So we made one, and it works really well. And even if you wanted to extend the life of your oil, like let's just say you don't have time this month to change your oil and you got 3,000 miles on it, you could spin that filter off and you know, put a new filter on and just put in 2 ounces of TBM booster and leave it in there for another 3,000. Now, I'm not, you know, that's making a general statement, but by and large, it's going to be fine. I mean, if you did oil analysis, it would be much, much better because then you would know factually, but the chances are that that oil is going to be fine after 6,000 or even 9,000 miles, just with a little bit of TBM booster.
Man, it's crazy the additives make that much of an impact. Before we run out of time, man, how does that affect temperature in the engine? I got to feel like that's keeping some pieces and parts much cooler internally, and therefore you're able to see that and gauge that, right?
Correct. So one of our flagship products, our FR3, which stands for friction reducer, and there's three patented products in there. It lowers the temperature down about 15 degrees, and we've been working really hard to find out why and to quantify that, because it's got a lot of applications in other areas. And, you know, we know we get more horsepower. You know, all the dynos we've done, we're getting like 8% more horsepower. Or if we do mileage tests, fuel economy tests, we always get...
Wait, 8%?
Yeah, we get 8% on most trucks. And then we did a Harley. Somebody did a Harley on a dyno, and I think he got 5% increased horsepower.
Man, so, that's a chunk.
We have done, when I say hundreds, we have done hundreds of dynos to check this, and it always comes back the same. We've never seen an inconsistency in it. And, you know, what we're doing is, you know, we've got two, you know, patented esters, which is a group 5 base oil. It's a really small molecule, and they've, you know, there's thousands and thousands of different kind of esters. That's, you know, man-made oil that they make in a factory or in a fracking type of thing. And so each of these esters has different unique properties. Well, we found two of them when we mix it with our nanocarbons that make this really unique blend where it coats the inside of the engine with a nano-sized carbon. Now, nano, we're talking 3 to 9 nanos. So just to give you some idea how small that is, like human DNA is like 5 nanos. So this is like the size of human DNA, but it's able to put a layer in there on the inside of the engine that allows the oil to flow better, to work better. It allows the additives to work better. It has a synergy with the zinc. And I think one of the things that we were able to do, one of the esters, without getting too deep in this, because I know that's not the direction everybody wants to hear, but one of the unique properties is one of our esters is extremely polar, which means it's got almost like a magnetic attraction to the metal. So it's actually pulling that carbon down and plating things really well. So that's why we see the drop in temperature. That's why we've seen the reduction in wear. On all the wear tests, we've been able to get about a 47% reduction in wear. So if you think about that, you're able to make your engine last twice as long for, I don't know, like $10 per oil change. It's a great product. I mean, it's you know, we've actually started talking to other oil companies are looking at buying it from us now. They're testing it because, you know, so unique. Even some of the additive companies have added it to their formulary because it is so unique.
Yeah, think about that. So
pretty amazing stuff.
The amount
man.
Of wear reduction plus the temperature reduction, it's kind of a double whammy.
Correct. And again, what we're doing is we're reducing the friction of the sliding forces inside the engine. And as you guys know, you know, the combustion engine is only, you know, 30 to 40% efficient. You know, there's a lot of room for improvement here. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things we can do with 60%. So,
yeah, man.
You know, moving at 8% isn't, you know, like it's really exciting for people that are in the car business because 8% increase in fuel economy is something that Ford would love.
And I got to ask about the transmission too. I go to a road course out here, and you know I'll take my, you know, I got a pretty nasty little supercharged Camaro, and as I'm watching everything creep up in temperature, boy, I'll tell you what, the transmission sure isn't immune to it. Banging through the paddle shifter through chicanes, tight turns on a boosted little setup, man. Those training temps start skyrocketing. Have you seen the same ability to fight off some of the temperature issues in the transmission as well?
Yeah, we make a product called Shift Restore. It's completely different product, but it does an amazing job inside the transmission. First of all, it'll shift a lot smoother. Like people will feel a difference on how it shifts, but it'll also drop the temperature by about 15 degrees. And again, it's a very polar ester, and what it's doing is coating the inside and allowing all the oil to basically the oil molecules to roll off of it easier, and it kind of pushes all the additives back in. So the easiest way I can explain it is, you know, if you remember like a creek or a river, and you look on the side of the river and you see all these little edges, like sticks and things, and you can see little eddies where, you know, the water's stagnant. So the water going down the middle of the river is probably going like 20 miles an hour. If you go towards the bank, it's only going 2 miles an hour, and sometimes it might not even be moving. Well, your oil system is the same way. If you look inside there, you're going to see all kinds of cracks and crevices and things like that. It's not smooth, you know. So what happens is those oil things get stuck on the sides and it slows it down. So the pressure in the middle might be great, but on the sides, it's not so great. Matter of fact, they can actually cause lines to burst. It's called a microburst. But what happens is you get like a little eddy and it builds up and it creates a bursting of the molecule inside there, and it creates heat. And that's why like hydraulic lines blow. So what the shift restorer does, it goes in there and it coats the inside of that. So it pushes all that in. So instead of like 80% of the oil going at, you know, 20 miles an hour, now you got 95% of the oil going at that speed. So that's where we get the temperature drop, because the reason we think that is the temperature drop is within 5 minutes. I mean, it's not friction. Usually friction, you know, friction, and you're going to see a slow, gradual reduction in temperature because you're just rubbing less. But this is like instant. I mean, it's crazy how good it works.
That's impressive, man. And, you know, just continuing on, things that you guys are constantly working on. What about, you know, gear oil, rear end oil, things like that, you know, on sort of the edge of what people do as far as maintenance and gear and all that stuff. That stuff wears and shears and breaks down over time too, but nobody addresses that. Nobody, you know, dives in and changes out the gear fluids and things like that. I feel like those are some of the most forgotten pieces and components out there.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, when you think about those gear teeth going up 11% grade, you know, those teeth are scratching on each other really hard. And the oil is making a layer in between. The stronger you can make that film strength, the less wear you're going to have on those gears. But we started experimenting with a product. It was a couple of years ago. We made a lube oil. It was an additive. It was a version of our FR3, but it was thick like gear oil. And we sent it out to some truck drivers. I was on the radio and they were talking about how hot their rear ends were. I said, oh, here, we got some stuff in the lab. Let me send it to you. So we sent it to them. And the next month, I'm usually on there, like it's on Steve Summers' Overnight Drive. It's like a 12 to 5 a.m. show. Well, I'm on there once a month. Well, the next month, everybody was calling in. They said, man, the places where I put it are running 15 degrees cooler than the places I didn't put it on the differential. They said, this is great. You got to get us more. So I had, you know, just being a nice guy, I had R&D blending up these small batches of a gallon and shipping them out to, you know, listeners for free. Well, then they decided to make a lube oil out of it. So now we have a lube oil that we're in testing right now. It's out with probably 100 truck drivers. You just want to get all the results, make sure everything's good before we run it. But it reduced the wear by over 50%, and it cooled down the back, you know, the temperature by 15 degrees. It's a super product.
Yeah, that's big time, man. God, in the long run, what you're able to do, to imagine the money you can save, just a few of these products, a few of these additives, and the longevity game is stretched out to a point where you couldn't even wrap your head around probably before the podcast. It seems like it's too good to be true, but backed up with oil analysis, man, you could prove every point of it. That's pretty amazing.
Yep, and that's what we do. We start with lab testing, and then we take it to real-world testing, and we compare the results. But, I mean, everything that we make has been tested thousands and thousands of times. We have over $1 million in our lab and our R&D. And we have everything in there. I mean, we do four ball, we do HFRR, everything's in there. So yeah, we can back everything up.
That's crazy. But that in itself gives you a lot of confidence, man. And when you look at your product line, just overall, a few of these additives, a few of these, filtration systems, and dude, you can save a lot of money. If you're, you know, over the road trucker or something like that, imagine the money you're saving, just being able to add some, you know, a few ounces of this additive and be able to get back on the road. That's big time savings.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, crazy wizardry stuff, right? It's Dawn soap, right? You've run out while you're washing dishes. If you had some way to filter out the gunk in there, you know, all of the particles of egg and whatever else you had for dinner, if you had something to filter that out, which we do on the engine, And then you could just squirt a little bit more soap in there. You could keep on washing dishes. I mean, it's the same kind of concept. And like you said, you know, with the testing, which I've never done, but I've been around it forever, you know, through the industry and work. But I've never done it on my personal vehicles. But I'm going to take you up on that. I want to test some of my oil. And anybody out there that's got, you know, their thing that they love, their tow rig, their race car, their fun hot rod, whatever, you know, for a couple bucks, you can kind of just randomly test your oil for fun. It's cheap. And you'll learn, hey, what do I really need to do to take care of my machinery instead of our typical paranoia, which says, I really love this thing, I'm going to change it early, and I'm just throwing money in a hole, right? So
yeah, man.
I'm going to take you up on that. And I want to, you know, like you said, you do one or two tests, and you can kind of characterize that vehicle to that oil, and you can go, okay, now I know I can get 6,000 or 8,000, you know? And if I add a little booster, I'm good to go. If I check my oil, so I'm not low, I'm solid, right? So it's the confidence that you get with the science and the measurement to go along with all those options to make your stuff run better, right? Lower the friction and save you some money. All cool things in my book.
One last thing I'll say, you said that so much better than I did, but if you can imagine taking vitamins all the time, like I'm taking the zinc supplement every day, and then all of a sudden I go and get a blood test and it says I got way too much zinc in my body, you know, so why am I doing this? You know, the blood test is what told me don't do that or do it, you know, yeah, you're low on this, take this. That's the same thing the oil analysis will do.
I'm doing it. I think this is cool. I've been wanting to do it forever. I just never, you know, gotten off my butt. So
how do people go get these oil analysis kits? Where do they go? And where do people find you socially?
You can go to hotshotsecret.com. They're right under there under the products, the oil analysis, where they can call 1-800-341-6516. And they'll take your order over the phone. They're open 24 hours a day, 365 days.
You got to be stunned at some of the results that you've seen. Probably going into it like, I'm kind of curious if this is going to work. And then, boom, you see this data that just blows everybody away. That's got to feel pretty good, man, in your shoes to watch that occur in real time.
It does. And it helps the burn from all the failed experiments.
Right? hey, man, your best teacher is your last fail, right? It's always the way it is, man. But you know, you failed a lot, but what you've been able to come out of it with is some amazing products on what really is, there's so many things when you go to a counter of an auto parts store, man, that you feel like just as garbage, and it really is, but you guys really go that extra mile to make sure your product's works and it works great. The number of people you have testing it in the race world alone, you guys, just to give you an example, Chris, before we leave, tell everybody the ET, the number, and this is eighth mile. This is a big, huge four-wheel drive truck. What's the number you've seen with some of your racers? Listen to this.
It was 3.99, and Jesus. The old world record was 4.12. And he broke that one at 4.8, and then last year he broke 3.99. This year he's going for 3.9. So he's building a new car right now, and that's a diesel engine.
4 seconds in a truck.
In a truck,
man,
dude,
an eighth mile.
With a diesel engine.
Yeah, a diesel engine. So shut your mouth, listen to what he's saying, go to his website, do the work. It pays inevitably on the big end. So, man, huge success stories there. One more time, where do people go and find that oil analysis kit and find more of your products?
Hotshotsecret.com. There's all kinds of education on there. There's all kinds of products. There's videos, forums. I mean, you will become a master of everything if you just spend a couple hours on there.
There you go. Hotshotsecret.com. And look, if you're trying to find our show, that's easy. It's on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Also available on Motor Trend Plus, which is our streaming format, a great way to find us. I'm telling you guys, Chris Gabeltrek, he is one of the best resources we have. He's the Einstein of additives, Hot Shot Secret. You guys got to find it. You got to get it. Get that oil analysis, man. Let's all get smarter about our rigs. My man, Kevin Bird, I am Willie B., our producer, Scoop, and executive producer, Bob Ecker.
Don't forget to check out our website, twoguysgarage.com. Share your thoughts with us. We're on social, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, @twoguysgarage. The Two Guys Garage Podcast is copyrighted 2023 Brenton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
So how do we get those oil analysis kits, Chris?
Send me an email. What's your, you guys are both, have I sent you stuff before?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just
never an oil analysis goes. Kit. But I'm definitely going to do that, 'cause I got a couple cars I'm tired of changing oil on. So, I need to know. It's a need to know basis, and yeah, we need to know, man.
Well, there's all kinds of, you know, how often you should change your dirt bike, you know, like X number of rides, X number of miles, but it'd be fun to kind of actually, you know, prove this stuff
test
out.
It yourself. All right, there you go, man.
I'll get them ordered tomorrow.
You're the man.
Cool deal. All right, guys. Hopefully you learned something. We always do talking with Chris. We'll catch you on the next Two Guys Garage Podcast.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Brenton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.